Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? You know, in business, we hear so many words and so many sayings thrown around. You know, you have to have an elevator speech. And most people know what that is, but for the few that don't, an elevator speech means that in a very short period of time, you can describe your business to someone. And where it got the name was, if you got on an elevator with someone, by the time you reached the floor that you were going to, could you actually tell them in those in that very short period of time exactly what your business does? Logical, important to understand that. And then we hear you should have a mission statement, a statement as to what our mission of our business is. So, for instance, our mission is to serve our customers well and give them the best possible pricing. So that's pretty easy to understand. Elevator statement, elevator speech, mission statement. That's what we need to do. But have you ever thought that you really need to define your business strategy in a few words? You need to really boil it down. You really need to be able to express what is the strategy of our business. Not what is the mission statement, not what is the elevator speech, but what do we need to do to be successful? What is our strategy? What is our strategy when it comes to marketing? What is our strategy when it comes to customer service? What is our strategy when it comes to pricing? If we can define the strategy of these areas and others, then we can really have a successful business because we know where we're going. If we don't know what our marketing strategy is, if we don't know who our customer is, if we haven't really defined what we should be doing and what social media we should be on and how we should be getting people out there to understand what we do, maybe it's LinkedIn, maybe it's Twitter, maybe it's Facebook, maybe it's cold calling, maybe it's referrals. What is our strategy? So every aspect of your business, say to yourself, why am I here? What do I want to accomplish? And be able to take and put that into language that when you're talking to someone and you're talking about marketing to them, you can say, well, here's our company strategy when it comes to marketing. Here's what we want to accomplish. Here's our company strategy when we talk about prospecting and sales. Here's our prospect and here prospect strategy when we have to go out there into the world. Here is our strategy with customer service. So you're going to be talking to different groups of people who handle different things. But the people that are handling these different areas of your business, they really need to understand what you are trying to accomplish in their particular area. Shipping may not really care about what sales are doing. Their focus in their world is getting it out the door. Production, of course, is going to care about what sales does and what they promise, but they're not really going to care about prospecting. So break everything down into the simplest possible form and develop a thought process that you can language exactly what that department or those people need to know about what direction we're going in or what strategy we have for their particular area. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.